Okay, today's daf is Me'ila, daf Gimel. Me'ila, daf Gimel, and we are on Beis Amid Beis. We will start with three lines from the bottom on Beis Amid Beis. There was just, for interest, there was a Parsha Shir this week on Tazria Mitzora, which is, was on the website. I think it'll be, highlighted next week in Chutz La'aretz, being that that's the Parsha, but it's, it was given and will be a week ahead, for the next couple of weeks in the, Parsha Shir. Okay. We are on Beis Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. So we just had the statement of the Gemara explaining the Shita of Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ula, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, had said on Amid Aleph, Kachim, if a carbon dies, there is no more Me'ila Daraisa. Yotzim and Me'ila Dvar Torah. That was the Shita of Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara asked, why, and meaning Mashma, that there is Me'ila Darabanan. Me'ila Darabanan, if an animal, if a carbon dies. What's the Chiddush? Why isn't there any more Me'ila Daraisa? Because as we said, the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, Kodshei Hashem. Me'ila only applies to something that is totally Kodesh Lashem. Once something dies, it is no longer going to Hashem. It's not going to be Hukrav on the Mizbeach. There's not going to be any more Zrikas Adam. And therefore, there's no more Me'ila Daraisa. There's Me'ila Darabanan because we're worried that if people take part in this, so then they might take part in other Karbanas as well. That was the statement of Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asked, though, that according to Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the way that he must understand our Mishnah of Shechita B'Darom, that's also Me'ila Darabanan. If I shecht a Kachay Kachim in the south side of the Mizbeach, or even on the east side. South just means not north. Right? The north side of the Mizbeach is what's needed. Sometimes side is good enough. Like for Berchas Kohanim. If you're on the side of the Kohanim, that's good enough. You don't have to be, the point is that you can't be behind the Kohanim. But here, everything besides north has the same status. So if it's on the south side, so that's like Nevela. There's no more Me'ila, and also Me'ila Darabanan. So the Gemara said, isn't it the same, is there, Olam Yochanan saying the same halacha as the Mishnah? So the Gemara said, no, in the Mishnah, I might not have known Ula Amar Yochanan's statement. Because I might have thought that maybe in the Mishnah, that is where we say that there is Me'ila Darabanan, because Lo Bedili Inshimine. People weren't badil from it in that case. Why? What does that mean? They wouldn't separate from it? Because there was a shechita done. There was an avoda done. So people aren't going to be nervous to stay away from it. It's not going to be ma'us to them. So that's where you need a gzeira. But in the case of Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, where the animal just died, it's a nevela. Rashi says it's ma'us. People stay away from it. So you don't need the gzeira of Me'ila Darabanan. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush of Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. Even in a case of Mesu. So we pick up on that three lines to the bottom. The Gemara says, Mesu nami tanina. But what do you mean? We even know a case of Mesu. Even if an animal just dies, we also know from elsewhere that there is Me'ila Darabanan. So again, we're back to the question of what do we need the Shita of Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan? Is it in the Mishnah? Where do we know it from? From the Mishnah later on. If you look at the Mishnah later on, because our Gemara just quotes the second line of the Mishnah. But if you look at the Mishnah later on, the beginning of the fifth parak, in our Masechta, Daf Yud Ches, the Mishnah says that there are two types of items in the world of Me'ila. Items that depreciate with usage and items that don't depreciate with usage. The Mishnah says that there's a difference in halacha. If I'm using something from the Beis HaMikdash that depreciates with usage, for example, a shirt, a beged. So every time you wear a beged, it depreciates. So in that case, I only violate Me'ila, not only when I benefit a pruta's worth, but it has to depreciate a pruta's worth. Something that's depreciable has to depreciate in order for me to be chayiv. Something that is not depreciable, I don't know, let's say it's a golden goblet. So every time you use that, nothing happens to it, it's the same golden goblet. So in that case, you don't go by depreciation because there is no depreciation. So there you only go by hana'ah. Once I get a pruta's worth of hana'ah, so then I'm chay. That's the first line of the Mishnah there. Hanana mina hektish shava pruta. If I get benefit from hektish, af al pi shelo pagam ma'al. The Rebbe Kiriva says, even if I didn't depreciate it, I violated me'ila. V'chachamim omrim kol davar sheyesh bo pagam. The chachamim say, anything that depreciates lo ma'al ad sheyifkom. There's no me'ila until it depreciates. V'she'ein bo pagam, and if there is no depreciation, then kivet shenen emal. Right? And then he gives examples. Not katzla b'tzavara, tabas b'yad, if you take a ring, take a necklace of hektish, shasa b'kosh, how would hektish have a necklace? What would hektish be doing with a necklace? If a woman all of a sudden wanted to give her necklace to the Beis HaMikdash, so she says, mine now, Makdash, my necklace, the Betek HaBayis. You could have anything that belongs to Hekdash. And as we said yesterday, Mi'ila applies both by Kachi Mizbeach and by Kachi Betek HaBayis. So the Mishnah says, if I use a Koshal Zav or a necklace, once I'm Nehemah, because there is no depreciation there. If it appreciates as you use it,
where the gold, for example, the value goes.
Right. If something else happens, the value goes up. Has nothing to do with you. I guess you have to adjust it based on inflation. But I don't know if there's anything ever that you use that becomes appreciates because you use it. That's unusual. Okay. And the second half of the Mishnah said, if you use a shirt, so then lo mal ashi yifko. Fine. With that background, so now we have the last line of the Mishnah, which is quoted now right here back in our Gemara on Daf Beis on the Beis. Another example of a distinction between something that goes down through usage or not is a carbon balmum. A carbon balmum which is going to be redeemed. It's going to be nifta. So if I have an animal that's going to be, it's a balmum, that's going to be nifta, and I pluck out some feathers, I pluck out some wool, or I do something with it, I work it. If this is going to be redeemed and I work it, so that's depreciating it, I'm going to get less value for it. What if this animal had died already? The baal had died, so then there's no question of depreciating because it's already dead. You're not redeeming it anyway. So that's the next example given in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Hanena min achatos kishi chaya. If somebody gets benefit from achatos, Rashi adds in, ba'alas mum. If it's a ba'alas mum, while it is still alive, and therefore it is redeemable, it's omedli pados. So lama lashi yifko. There's no mi'ila until it depreciates, because that's an example of category one. It is depreciable, and therefore, I'm not going to be chay mi'ila until it depreciates. Ukishahi mesa, but once it died already, so then there's no more pidyon. Ain't podin es kashim lachilon leklavim, and therefore kishi mesa kivishenan that kol shumal. Once I benefit immediately, right away, there is mi'ila there. Question marks. So what do you see from there? The last line. If an animal dies, there's me'ila. And obviously, Rashi explains, and there are other Rishonim, it's me'ila d'rabanan, because there's no more me'ila d'araisa once the animal dies. So this is another example of mesa. So back to the kasha of Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What did we say the answer was at the end of yesterday's shiur? We said, well, the chiddush that he is telling us is if the animal dies, if the animal was shechted in an improper fashion, so then people, that's where you need the gzeira. But maybe by mesa you don't need the gzeira. That was his chiddush. But here you see in the Mishnah already. We already have the gzeira, even by a case of mesa. So Gemara said, no, you still need him. Salkatai tachamina, no, if without Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, I would have said as follows. Salkatai tachamina, chatos, ho'al ula chapara ka'asya, lo bedilin mina. There's still a difference between the case that the Mishnah there was talking about and Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah there was talking about a carbon chatos. Carbon chatas. So ho'ovel chapara ka'asya, because the chatas is brought lechapara, people take it very seriously, and they're very focused on it, and there, lo bedilin lechapara ka'asya, actually the Bach changes the girsa here, but we'll just read ours. Ho'ovel chapara ka'asya lo bedilin mina. Avo kadshim ho'ovel lav lechapara ka'asi, bedilin min ho'ovel les behu mi'ila. In the Mishnah's case, that's a case where it's lechapara, and that's why maybe there I would understand you need the gzeira of me'ila, because people are not badil from that animal. They're not, doesn't separate, they're always with that animal, they're trying to be makrivit. So even after it died, you know, maybe I would have thought that people wouldn't separate, and therefore you need the gzeira of me'ila there. But in general, outside of chatas, by other kadshim, Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan tells us, so if they're not lechapara ka'asi, so maybe once it dies, that people aren't near it anyway. There's no pressure that people feel. Kamash Malan, that's why even in cases of non-chatas, Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan tells us that we need the halacha of mi'ila d'rabanan. Stop there for a minute. We have another example of this where people take chatas and karbanos that are asi lechapara, they take it differently than other karbanos. If you remember, we had a Mishnah, I think it was in Arachin, whether Bezdin will go and take a collateral in order to force people to bring their karbanos. So the Gemara, the Mishnah there said, Chayvei chatos v'ashamos ein mamashkinin osan. Why? Because people are going to do it. We're not worried. And therefore, there's no mamashkinin when it comes to chatos and the asham. But by other karbanos, which there is no pressure for them to bring, they don't need a lechapara, so then that would be a case where we would be mamashke. Okay, so that is answering the Gemara. Answering for Ula Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, v'chatas shemesa mi'ispa mi'ilo. 1 second. So now we're separating from Ula Rabbi Yochanan. We're just asking on that Mishnah. A chatas that dies has mi'ila? Has mi'ila drabanan? Mi'ispu mi'ila v'atnan. Really, it's for Hatanya. We learned in a brisa. Chatos ha-mesos. The five chatos ha-mesos, abbreviated by Vitimna, right? The Mishnah we had back in Tamura, the Vlad Chatas, Tamura's Chatas, all the cases of Karbanas Chatas, that there is a separation between the owner and the Karban. Those are all the examples, meaning it's not Baal Chait. So all these cases, the five Chatos Mesos, which the Halacha Moshe Bissina tells me that they have to be left to die, Uma'os HaHolchos Le'amamela, or money that was designated for a Karban Chatas. And then one of these situations occurred, and therefore the halacha is that that money also has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. It has to be disposed of. Lo nehenin v'lo mo'alin. There is no lo nehenin. One is not allowed to benefit from it. But the Mefarshim explained, this does not mean mi'ila d'rabanan. There's no separate zir mi'ila d'rabanan. This is separate zir d'rabanan. Right? One shouldn't be involved. One shouldn't be benefit from it. But not mi'ila per se. As we said yesterday and the day before, that there is a concept of isure hana'a of hektish that's not me'ila. We said that yesterday. So here too, the brisa says, if you have chatos mesos, or the money that's going to Yam HaMelech, lo nehenin, one is not allowed to get benefit from it, drabanan, just a separate issue drabanan, v'lo mo'alin, and there is no me'ila daraisa, or even drabanan in this case. So you see, chatos that dies, there is no me'ila even drabanan. So how could the other Mishnah, now we have a seer between a Mishnah and a brisa. Forget Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. So how could we say that there is Me'ila D'Rabbanan? We see from this brisa that there is no Me'ila D'Rabbanan. Question. Answer, and then we'll make a comment. Amri, wait a minute. There's a difference. Chata'os HaMesos. By the Chata'os HaMesos, where it was already designated to be off limits when it was alive. People hear that this is a Chata'os Mesa. They're already away from it. Chatos Mesos. This isn't just a Karban Chatos that died. Right? This is Chatos Mesos. What does Chatos Mesos mean? A Chatos that has to be left to die. So by the Chatos Mesos, everybody knows that. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And therefore, B'chayehen B'dila Minhon. People are already separating from them during their lifetime. During the lifetime of the animal. So Memele continues. And that's why by the Chatos Mesos specifically, you don't need the Gzeira Durabanan of Mi'ila. La'afuke hecha de mechayim de lo bedilin minei. Unlike excluding a case where, a regular case of Chatos where the animal died. There was no bedili during the life of the animal, so that's why you would need the Gzeira of Mi'ila. Period. There's a difference between Chatos Mesos that are already designated to be off limits when they're alive. That's what this brisa is talking about. So a balas mum is not the same as chatos mesos.
But it's still
balas mum is that lav dafka bedili minei. By chatos mesos dafka, that's off limits. Nobody's going near it because they know this animal has to be left to die. It's already earmarked to die. Mashenki and other karbanas chatos. The achronim, the nitziv in Nazir and dafchav dalid, where this similar gemara comes up, is bothered. Why is it that a chatos mesa is not Asr Bahana? It says here, Lo Nenin V'lo Molin. Why not? Think about all the other items. We add this all the way at the end of Meseches Temura. All the other items that are Asr Bahana. Right? I'm saying all the other items that have to be dealt with, be buried, they have to be burned, they're all Asr Bahana. So hereby, the Chatos Mesa, why don't we say it's Asr Bahana? There's even a Gemara that gives the impression that if I shecht one of the Chatos Mesos, that's an Isser of Chulin Shinesh Chudu Bazara. It becomes Chulin. It has the status of Chulin. So that status of Chulin, so why? If I have to leave it to die. Ask the Netziv. Avol Tamua Amayinu Asr Bahana Minat Torah. Mitrei Tami. There's two reasons why I think it should be Asr Bahana. Chada Shi Kedusha the Isser Hanasheba Eina Yotze Ela Bezrikas Adam. Because after what happened to its Kedusha? Just because the Bailim, for example, was Niskaper with a different carbon, so what happened to the Kedusha of this animal? Or the case of a Vlad Chatas, so what happened to the Kedusha? Shenis, Shaharei, Halachal Moshe Bisina, Sheyamusu, V'imkein, Havyin, Kishar HaNiskal, Sheaser Bana. Should be like a Shor HaNiskal. Shor HaNiskal did something, and therefore you have to kill it. This animal, something happened, and therefore you have to let it die. So just like a Shor HaNiskal is Aser Bana, so too this should be Aser Bana. Says the Netziv, maybe what you have to say is that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam. We discussed this in Mitzvah Shir, and we discussed this back in other Masechtas. Rabbeinu Tam, against other Rishonim, holds that a Shor HaNiskal is only Ne'esar La'achar Misa, Bahana'a. B'chayim, mechayim, it's not Aser Bahana'a. So maybe that's what Rashi holds. Rashi Ozel Taimei, this really Kishinus Rabbeinu Tam, the Shor HaNiskal, Eino Aser Bahana'a Mechayim. He says that's what you have to suggest, but he says I still find it difficult. Kusher Rishona Chazakahi Tzorech Iyun. That's the Netziv's Ha'ara, that it's somewhat surprising that the Chatos Mesos will not be Aser Bihana'a. Good. One idea. Good. Let's continue, and then we'll make another comment. Eisvei Reb Yosef LaRabba. Reb Yosef asked Rabba, Chada Migo Chada V'Chada Migo Chada. I'll answer you a question based on a two-step process. A Mishnah that talks about a Mishnah, and then I'll ask you the question. Chada Migo Chada V'Chada Migo Chada. V'Kulan. This is a Mishnah back we had in Maseches Vachim. V'Kulan in all these cases. What's all these cases? We have there in Parachata Sa'of, Zvachim Samach Vavim Abeis, all the cases where I improperly do the I do the Zrikas Adam. We know that the Chatas Ha'of and Olas Ha'of have different avodos. A Chatas Ha'of has the blood has to be sprinkled under the Chutah Sikra, Olas Ha'of above the Chutah Sikra, and there's a difference between whether it just has to be sprinkled or has to be squeezed out. There's differences between what has to be, how its head is cut off, how Malika is done. Right, the Gemara says, by Chatas Ha'of, Ein L'mizbeach El Adama, you don't sever it totally, by Ola you do. So the Mishnah there, in Parachatas Ha'of, in the seventh Parak in Zvachim, the first Mishnah goes through, if you did all these avodos improperly, I do the Chatas Ha'of avoda, L'mal Michot HaSikra. I do the Olas Ha'of below, and I go through all of them. So after you list all the permutations, the Mishnah says, but the kulan ain matamna beisablia. They're all, even if I did the avoda improperly, I did the malika, I did the zrika in the wrong place, none of them are nevela. The kulan ainon matamin begadma beisablia. As we know, tuma of a kosher bird's nevela is only through beisablia. By nevela of an animal, if I touch it or if I carry it. By nevela of a chaya, of a behema. But nevela of an of tahar, that's what Maseches Taharos is about. Nevela of an of tahar, it's only metami bebeis ablia as I swallow it. So the Mishnah there in Zvachim says, the kulan, ein metami begama bebeis ablia. All these birds, even if I shechted them in an improper fashion, that malika saves them from tumas nevela. Ein metamim begadim abeis Abesablia. Umoalim, we'll go through the whole question and then we'll have a couple things to say. Umoalin bahen, and there is an Isser of Mi'ila by them, because none of them are, all the ones that are done improperly, they never get to the stage of being mutter to eat, so that's where Mi'ila stays by them. Chutz, except for Mechatas Ha'of Sha'asalamata, Kamaisa Chatas Ha'of, L'shem Chatas. That's proper. Unless, the only one that there's no more Mi'ila by is by a Chatas Ha'of, which you shecht. And you do the avoda properly for Chadas Ha'of. Memela, now it's mutter to eat by the Kohanim, and that's why there's no more Me'ila. But in Olas Ha'of that you do exactly how you're supposed to do it, there's still Me'ila, because that's going on the Mizbeach. But Chadas Ha'of is the only one that there is no Me'ila. Viktani Ilave, and we said about this Mishnah, another detailed limit, Kol Shehaya Psula Bakodesh. Any type of psul that was psulo bakodesh, that the psul came later. What does psulo bakodesh mean? There's a machlokas there between Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Vachim on Daf Samaches, where Rashi says psulo bakodesh means it's a psul that came after it went into the heichal. The Chatas Ha'of is eaten, and that's why there's no more Me'ila.
It says mold, right?
Molen bed chutz, except for mechadas oath. This is the only one. The only one that's eaten, and that's why there's no meila by it. So v'ktani lave kol shahayah psula bakodesh ainam atar begana beis abliya. Any of the psulim that happened bakodesh, which Rashi in Zvachim Samaches says means in the azara. If it's a psul, meaning it was kosher, and it got a late-breaking psul, so then in a matayba gadol beis abliya, then there's no tumas nevela because it would already had a shas hechsher, and therefore it's okay. But if the psul was not bakodesh, meaning it was earlier, it was already problematic when it came in, then matayba gadol beis abliya, so then it never is prevented from becoming nevela. Viktani, last line, and then we're going to get to the question. Viktani, kol shari psula bakodosh. All these cases of psula bakodesh, where the psul happened once it was in the azara. And what's an example of psula bakodesh? Where items were done, others were done in the wrong spot. The zrikas were done above, below, or let's say it was done in the south. Right, another example of psula bakodesh. What does the brisa say? Im alu lo yerdu. If it went up on the Mizbeach, it does not come down. So all this is Tiyufta deraba Tiyufta. That's what we're going back on. We're going on the back on the Machlokas Rabba of Yosef that we had at the top of Amabez yesterday. This is a Raya, the Brisa, talking about the Mishnah, says that anytime you have problems in placement, what's the halacha? Im alu lo yerdu. So it's a kasha on Rabba. Unanswered. That question goes unanswered, and maybe that is why the Gemara leaves it, even though we might paskin like Rabba, but the Gemara leaves it as a tiyufta here, putting it all together. You might have been mechalik. The Gemara doesn't say this. You might have been mechalik between shechting something by Kodesh and Malika being done, and Zrikas Adam being done in the wrong spot. So you might have chilukim, but that's why possibly, even though Rabba is rejected, we still might paskin like him. Period. Stop there for a minute. Okay, two ha'aris. Three ha'aris, actually. Number one. Let's start with Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv notes that the Gemara tells us that the place of the hazah of the chatas ha'of is v'hiza dama al kir ha'mizbeach. Right, they have to sprinkle the blood on the kir mizbeach, not on the kir of the heichal or the kir of the yazara. That's what the Gemara in Zvachim tells us, and he quotes the son-in-law of the arsameach, the Zera Avram. That the Gemara says in Zvachim that Hazorek Shalop, this is a diak that we're going to have in the Haggadah. We're still Shloshim Yom Achar Chag, so we're allowed to have a diak in the Haggadah. The Gemara says in Zvachim, if I'm Zorek Shalop Bimkomo, Habasar Pasul La'achila Avo Bailim Niskapru. In all these cases of the bird Zrikas or the animal Zrikas, if you do it in the wrong spot, Kapara is achieved, but the meat is not edible. Basar is pasul. But, the Gemara says, by psachim, the carbon is nitan la'achila. There are many rayas to this, but by a carbon pesach, more than any other carbon, achila is the focus. And that's why even if it's brought petumah, you can eat it. Unlike other carbonists that have brought petumah, that you cannot eat it. Vimlohuter basar la'achila lohurtza kla'a carbon. The entire mahus of the carbon pesach is to be eaten. And that's why Achronim say, the Beis HaLevi says, unlike other karbanos, where the mitzvah is just for it to be eaten, by Karban Pesach, the mitzvah is on the gavra to eat it. V'lakach Omrim, says the son-in-law, the Arsameach, quoted here by Rav Yashiv, that's why we say in the Haggadah, Asher yagia damam al kir mizbachacha l'ratzon. We say at the end of Magid, we say that the dam should come to the wall of the mizbeach l'ratzon. What's that actual word, l'ratzon? Because by all other karbanos, even if it's not l'ratzon, I get a kapara. By all these cases the Gemara is talking about, that you have the zrika in the wrong place, it's okay. You still got kapara, you just can't eat it. But the zrika is mechaper. But by karban pesach, if you can't eat the basar, so then there's no kapara. It all goes hand in hand, because it's all about achila. That's why when we daven at the end of Magid, that we want the Beis HaMikdash, so we can bring do the avoda, we say, Asher yagia al kir mizbachacha l'ratzon. Lomar da psachim im lo nizraku bimkomam lo hurtzu. So in all these cases that we have quoted here, in matam magad ma'beis abliya, even if you do the zrika in the wrong spot, this is by birds. Obviously, it's not about a Karban Pesach, but that is Rav Yashav's Ha'ara, his diuk in the Haggadah. Number one. Number two, we have a discussion that has come up in the past, and that is Reb Chaim and other Achronim, and that is, we have this Tumas Of tahar, tumas avelas of tahar beis abliya. We said this is a unique form of tumah. Usually, tumah comes in three forms: touching it, carrying it, or in the same ohel, maga masa ohel. All of a sudden, we come to nevelas of tahar. How does it make you tame? As you eat it, beis abliya. What type of tumah is that? So the achronim discuss: is that a newfangled tumah? Never before is there a model. It's unique. It's a chiddush. Is that what it is? It's a tumas achila. That's all it is. Or do I say, no, it's a tumas maga. It's just got to be maga you in a special spot. Usually tumas maga is anywhere on your body. But the chiddush HaTorah here is that it's tumas maga, but it has to touch the inside of your throat. So which is it? So Rab Chaim in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, Perakim HaHalacha Aleph, clearly holds one of the directions. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Nevelas ha'ov hatar mitami men hatara mi piyesh wolandu shezeh shenemar v'chol hanefesh hatochal nevela ina medaber ela ba'ochal nevelas ov tar bilvad." As you eat it, v'keis that he tumasa ina matama lo b'maga v'lo b'masa v'lo kishehi b'toch ha'peh. Not even when it's in your mouth. If I'm chewing it, that's not good enough. Ela b'toch beis habliya. When it's in the tubes, shene on its way down, shene amar b'chol nefesh eshetochal eina matama el kishi bebeis hanefesh v'zeh sheno mar tochal. Why did it say tochal in the pasuk? L'asei shir l'tum asa kishir achila shu kezayis. That's the Rambam. It says tochal not because it has to be, the isser is only after you eat it. It's as it's going down. Answer, B'chayim, why is it that the Rambam here is quoting a Gemara in Zvachim, but the Gemara has two lines. The Rambam only quotes one of the two lines. The Gemara says there in Zvachim daf ayin, Mida'afki rachmana b'lashan achila, chad l'shir achila b'kezayis, v'chad l'shir achila b'kedei achilas pras. Why did it say tochal by nevelas of tahar? Number one, because you have to eat a kezayis of it in order to make you tameh. And number two, you have to eat it all in kedei achilas pras. The Rambam leads off the second line. He doesn't quote the whole kedei achilas pras. He only quotes kezayis. Ask Reb Chaim why. It's one maimra in the Gemara. Says Reb Chaim, v'nir lo marbazeh. This is the yisod gadol in tumas nevelas of tahar. He says, what does it mean that it's in Beis Abliya? Hari b'kol achilas da alma, b'kol atarakula, hari lekal klal makam misuyam, heichan shena'asis ha'achila. Ki im de'ikar dino, havi rak din ma'is ha'achila. Whenever you have two things in life, usually. You have tumah v'tahara, it touches you anywhere, and you have macholos asuros. This is like an overlap. This is seems like a macholos asuros that's in the world of tumah. So which is it? Is it really a ma'isa achila type of halacha, or is it a tumah type of halacha? So he says, "Ki im de'ikar dino havi rak din ma'isa achila, b'masha osa es hadavar sheyehe balua v'ne'echal." He says it's in terms of the ma'isa achila. V'hacha hari toli la'aramba b'din makam beis abliya v'gam d'harei b'kol achilas da'alma la'achar b'lishanasis achila. Usually, when is it usher to eat something after it goes down, not as it's going down? When I eat shreif, what am I chayev after I ate it? Not as it's going down. It's not called an achila yet. And he quotes other examples that I'm not chayev. Gabi truma to shiba beis abliya or eino chayev alim shemachila dezaris. If I eat truma and it's still in my throat, and then I vomit it up before it goes all the way down, I'm not chayev mishum zaris. Meaning, maisach, usually, machalos azaris is only after it goes down, not as it's going down. V'yim kein ha-mamela nimse to be'emes ein kan klal makum shena'asa bo ha-achila, ki'im de'yish rak maisa achila, b'masha osa es hadavar balua v'ne'echal. The halacha here is, if you do a maisa achila on this nevela, that is matamayu. That's matamayu. Balkarchach, shemayim ha-dadas ha-rambam, to tumasa ina tumas achila, rak tumas makum. So then the makom, the kain hu gzeres hakasa, but avelas of tar sheim haisa bebakom beis abliya shu makom maisa achila matama avolo de etzem maisa achila hu matamo. You don't need a complete maisa achila, which includes digestion. It includes going down. It's the maisa achila itself in that spot. That's matama you. That's what Reb Chaim says. Ulafiza, that's what the Rambam leads out kedei achilas pras, because he understands that to get a kizayis. Fine, that's definitional to the Maisa Achila. But Kedei Achila's process has to do with the result. How much you have to have done. And therefore, he leads that out. It's only a din in the Makam Achila. not a din in the achila itself. So that's Reb Chaim's formulation. This is a unique form of tumah. Reb Yosef Engel, Kedarka Bakodesh, has a lengthy discussion of this in Lekach Tov in the beginning, in the Siman Aleph. I'm sorry, in the first piece in Asman Daraisa. And Asman Daraisa Siman Aleph, he discusses this, and he quotes, maybe it's a machlokas, so at various times you find in the Gemara that there are machlokas whether you consider Nevelos of Tara Chiddushu or not, and you learn from it or not. So he says, maybe this is the issue. How much is it just a fancy tumas maga, or how much is it something unique? He says, Oftar de matami beis abliya, imitam achila o mitam maga. Literally, it's daiti mucha bechamaduchti dirak mitam achila. And he quotes that same Rambam, quotes other examples of this, which we're not going to go into now. But there are many discussions in Shas where he says, this is the issue. And he says, don't bring me a raya from the pasuk. Just hear this one line. Migufa dekra. Don't think that the pasuk is tipping you off. Okay, then he quotes that same Rambam that Reb Chaim quoted. Okay, it's a lot more, but we will continue. Good. Says the, another point, but we'll continue now. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Baha de pligi ba rabba verv Yosef. This machlokas that we had between rabba and Rav Yosef, the machlokas that if I did a shchita in the wrong spot, I did the shchita in the darum, whether if I bring that up on the mizbeach now, imalu lo yerdu, that was the machlokas, and we just asked a kasha on rabba, but that machlokas, pshita le Rabbi Elazar. It was obvious to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar didn't have that shaila. We don't know which one he held like. He either held like Rabbi or Rav Yosef, but from the following question that he asked, it's clear that he did not have a shaila about the Rabbi or Rav Yosef question. He only had a shaila about a more detailed case, which is mashma that the first case was pasha to him. What's the case? Dar Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar said as follows: Olas bamas yachid shechnisa lefnim kal tuha mechitzas lechol davar. The world of bamos. World of bamos. This came up a couple of months ago. Remember that there are two types of bamas in the world. There's a bama gedola and a bama katana. When we have a mishkan with the aron in its proper place, when we have a beis hamikdash, there are no bamas, period. So when the mishkan was in the midbar, when the mishkan was in Shiloh for 369 years, when the beis hamikdash was built, during those times of history, there were no bamas at all. But at times in between, what's in between? When the Aron was not in its spot. So then, that was the time period of Bamos. Bama Gedola, in the spot, let's say, the first 14 years, after Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. In Gilgal, for 14 years, the Aron was not in its spot. The Aron went out to do all the wars. So at that time, there was a Bama Gedola in Gilgal. And at that time, when there was a Bama Gedola in Gilgal, there were Bama Katanas allowed throughout the land. Or, after Shiloh, in Gilgal, in Nov, and in Givon. Also then, the Mishkan, the Aron was not in its spot, so therefore there was Bama Gedola there, but Bama Gedola leaves room for Bama Katanas to be built anywhere. So that's the time period of Bama Gedola and Bama Katanas. There are differences between Bama Gedolas and Bama Katanas, the Gemara, which we'll get to in a second, but the Gemara, the Mishnah says, we just have this all way back at the end of Maseches Vachim, that the difference is, one of the differences is that whether you need a, let me just find it if I have it here, if not I'll just say it outside. Let me just see if I could find it. Okay, I can't find the lashon, but either way, by Bama Gedola, one requires a Kohen, one requires a Big Day Kahuna, one requires Tsafon. That's an important one. Smicha, Tnufa, all the other avodos. But by a Bama Katana, so that Yisrael could do the avoda, you don't need Big Day Kahuna, v'chulu. So that's Bama Gedola, Bama Katana. So there's a machlokas, what type of kabanas can be brought on a Bama Gedola, Nadav and Adavis could definitely be brought on Bama Katanas. What about a Bama Gedola? Only a Karban Shekavu Lazman, all Karbanas Seber, these are machlokas that we had on the last couple of Dafim in Maseches Vachim. So that's all just background to the world of Bamas. By the way, a non-Jews, Bnei Noach, could they bring on Bamas? Can they bring on a bamos? Halacha is they can bring on a bamos whenever they want. Even at a time of Isser Bamos, B'nei Noach, the Brisa says in the end of Zvachim, Kufta Zayin, they're allowed to bring on Bamos. So Bizman Azeh, if a Ben Noach wants to build a Bama and be Makar of something Lashem, that would be okay, even at a time of Isser Bamos. Okay, so with that background, Rabbi Lazar says, what happens if I have a Karban that I was planning to bring on my own private Bama in my backyard? Bamos Yachid. But then somehow it went within the mechitzos of the Bama Gedola. It wasn't, I was going to bring it in, and then I was taking a trip, and I was in Gilgal, I was in Givon or Nov, and it went through. So, Olas Bamas Yachid, the Ola of a Bamas Yachid, Sheikhnisa Lefnim, that I brought it inside. It went within the walls. So, Kaltuha Mechitzos Lechol Davar, the walls of the surrounding Bama Gedola, are collate that animal l'chol davar, meaning now it has the higher standards of Bama Gedola. Once it goes inside, even though I had in mind for Bama Ketana, Tzfas Emes says, what's the svara for this? Why would I say this? The second it went in, all of a sudden it changes. So Rechina Tam, Laman Esru L'Bama, Al Yidei Sho'ei Befnim, Al Chulin, what if you have Chulin that went in? If you have chulin gemurim that went in, that doesn't do anything to chulin. Chulin gemurim shenichnesu lo nesru b'kach v'ulai mishum shenichnesu ba'atzmo havik omer shekriyakrivenu b'fnim. What if the guy brought it in? Then we have to be omed in his das that he really means to change it to the tzibur now. He says, what about nichnas ameatzma? Right? What if it walked in by itself? So the Tzfas Emes is bothered why the wall should somehow have an effect. But this is similar to what we said, Katul Mechitzos, that we said yesterday about Meister Sheni. There's a special power to, if there's something that has a little bit of Kedusha, then Pashta Kedusha Bekula. You're right, Chulin would not be affected. But once there's a little Kedusha on this, it would be affected. So one answer, that's what the first statement, that if you have this animal that's supposed to be brought on a Bama Katana, so it's brought into the walls, and it's Katul Mechitzos. Boy Rebbe Lazar, Olas Bama Yacha Shech Nisa Shenifsala. What happens if a psul occurs now on this animal? Do we still say that if it goes up on the Bama Gedola, what do we say? Is it Yerid or not? So, mitakami baile lechada, from the fact that Rabbi Lazar asked this question, mechlal de'idach pshitale ikarabe ikadrav Yosef. We assume that the more pasha question of, you're not asking about a Bama Katana going to Bama Gedola, just ask a pasha question. If you do the avoda bipsul in the Beis HaMikdash, is it a Amal Lo Yerid or not? The fact that he didn't ask that question, that question must be Pasha to him. And he's just asking this question. And the Gemara now goes through the explicit svaris, how he could have the question according to either opinion. Chada migo chada kami boile. He's asking according to either one. Ad kano kama Rabba Hassam. Im alu yerdu. Over there, when does Rabba say in general by the shchit in the Darom that if it goes up, it doesn't achieve Kedusha, you take it down. That's only, you know why that occurs? Because mechitza ketikna pasla. In a case where it's supposed to be brought on this Mizbeach, and everything, it's a proper mechitza, it's in its proper mechitza. So then we say pasla, that could pasla, and you say yerid. Shalokitikna lo pasla, but maybe, look, this animal was supposed to be brought on a Bama Katana. So then you brought it into the Bama Gedola, so maybe that's not strong enough to pasla it to say malo yerid. So maybe you wouldn't say that. It's not so bad. O Dilma, or do I say the opposite? Afilu Rav Yosef, even according to Rav Yosef, who said in the case of Darom, Da'amarim also lote raid. Rav Yosef said, if it goes up by Darom, Shchita b'Darom, it retains Kedusha, maybe Mechitza Ketikna Kolta, Shalok Ketikna Lo Kolta. Maybe only a proper Mechitza is collate it to imbue it with Kedusha, that it stays up, Imala lote raid. But Shalok Ketikna Lo Kolta. So Teku, the question is unanswered. We know Rabbi Lazar holds like one of them. We don't know which one, but we know this question goes unanswered. Period. Amar Rav Gidol Amarav. Says Rav Gidol Amarav. Zrikas pigol eino motzi midei me'ila b'kachi kachim veino mevi lidei me'ila b'kachim kalim. This is Rav's statement. Remember, kachi kachim, usually, right away, a makta something, it's subject to me'ila, because it's going to the Mizbeach. When does Kachi Kachim lose the status of Me'ila? After Zrikas Hadam. Because then the Basar is going to go to the Kohanim. The second that something is earmarked to be eaten, no longer me'ilah. Even if it's not for me, as we said. It's no longer kachi Hashem. So kachi kachim is something that usually has a lot of me'ilah until the very end. The zrik is done. The meat no longer has me'ilah. Kachi kalim is the opposite. Kachi kalim does not have the level of kedusha which would engender me'ilah. It doesn't happen all the way until the end, after the zrika, and now there's the mechayiv to be makter the emurin on the mizbeach. So there's me'ilah by the aktaras emurin, by the fats of the kachi kalim. So me'ilah kicks in at the end. So kachi kachim, me'ilah kicks in right away, and it's usually removed at the end. Kachi kalim, me'ilah does not exist at the beginning. It only comes into existence at the end. Says, with that background, says Rav, if I have a carbon that became piggle during the shechita, I thought that I'm going to eat the bead, chutz l'zmano, I'm going to do the zrika chutz l'zmano. So if I have a zrikas piggle, eino motzi midei me'ilah b'kachi kachim, that does not remove the me'ilah stalus by kachi kachim. Why? Because it's not going to be edible. It remains kachi Hashem. And also by kachi kalim, it doesn't create me'ilah. Everything stays status quo. That's Rav's statement. Zrikas piggle is basically meaningless regarding the halacha of me'ilah. Kachi kachim stay within the world of me'ilah. Kachi kalim stay out of the world of me'ilah. Yosef Abaye v'karmel al hashmaitza. Abaye said over the statement of Rav, Esvei Rav Papa la Abaye. Rav Papa says to Abaye, is this really true that an avoda of piggle is meaningless in the world of me'ilah? But what about the following Mishnah? The Mishnah says back in Menachos, Hashochet es atoda. Remember, the carbon toda is brought with 40 loaves, 30 matzah, 10 chametz. That's why we didn't say Mizbeh L'soda last week on Pesach, because it has chametz in it. So Hashochet es atoda, lifnim v'lachma chutz l'choma. These loaves of the carbon toda achieve full sanctification after the shechita of the carbon toda is done. What happens, though, asked the Mishnah, if the bread, if the loaves are outside the gvul when I do the shechita? So if I shech the karbon toda lifnim properly, v'lachma chutz l'choma, and its breads are outside the wall. Which wall? We'll talk about it in a minute. V'lachma chutz l'choma, lo kiddush es alechem. The lechem does not achieve sanctification then, because it's outside the walls. It's got to be in. Shachta ad shelo karma panei batanar, or let's say I shech the karbon toda before the breads are fully baked. It didn't have krimas upon him. It didn't turn brown yet in the oven. V'yafilu karmu kulan chutz me'achas mehen. Even if 39 of them are ready, and one of them is a little delayed in its baking, lo kiddush alechem, then none of them. It's all a package deal. Lo kiddush alechem, shachta chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkoma. Or if I did shechita with a piggle thought, if I shech the karbon toda thinking chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkoma, kiddush alechem. There, in that case, the lechem does become kadosh. If I do shechita of a carbon todo in a piggle way, the lechem does become kadosh. What do you see from there? If I do an avoda of piggle, it does achieve something. Alma, piggle maisi balidei me'ilah. You see from there that piggle does make it, does sanctify it. So how could Rav Gidel, Amar Rav, say that a zrikas piggle has no effect regarding me'ilah, which me'ilah itself is a reflection of kedusha, whether Kedusha is imbued or not? Here you see, by Shechitas Pigol, and we assume the same thing as by Zrikas Pigol, we assume there's no difference, an Avoda of Pigol should have a significance, should accomplish something. That's the question that Rav Papa asked on Rav. So Ishtik Abaye did not have an answer. Abaye did not have an answer. But when he came in front of Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba had an answer. We're going to do one answer today. By the Shem, tomorrow we'll have another answer. Rabbi Abba's answer is that no. Amale bizrika, period. What does that mean? There's a difference between shechitas pigol and zrikas pigol. As we have said, when does something get the status of pigol? Only after the avoda is done totally perfectly, except for the problem of pigol. So you don't really have a status of pigol that is placed on this avoda until after zrika. By the shechita, who knows if this is going to end up being pigol? Because maybe the other avoda is going to be messed up. So shechita's pigol, says the Gemara, that's not called really a shechita's pigol yet. That shechita with maybe a potential for pigol in the future, but that's why the shechita of a carbon toda with pigol thought, that can have significance, because that's not called shechita's pigol yet. Zrika's pigol. So that's where it is. That's it's stamped as pigel right now after Zrika. So that's why Zrika's pigel, that's Rav's Chiddush, would not have the effect, even though Shechita's pigel would. Very important line tucked away here in Mesechta's Me'ilah regarding pigel. We'll have to see if this stays Lamaskana though or not. There is a machlokas, just a ha'ara, when the Gemara here quotes the Mishnah. If the bread is outside the wall, what wall are we talking about? Which wall? So there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish there in Mesechas Menachas, whether it means outside the wall of the Azara or outside the walls of Yerushalayim. That's a machlokas that is brought up there in Menachas Ayin Ches. Rabbi Yochanan holds Chutz L'Chomas Beis Pagi, and Reish Lakish holds Chutz L'Chomas HaAzara, outside the walls of the Azara already, but if it has to be within the walls of the Azara, outside the Azara already, according to Reish Lakish, is not allowed. Rav Eliashib points out, a parallel machlokas is found by the Isser of Lotishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi, having Chametz in your Rishus. Where does the Chametz have to be? Does it have to be with the person that's shechting in the Beis HaMikdash, or even it's in your house in Yerushalayim? That's another machlokas where we find. The machlokas is whether al means, well, we should understand al as close by, or not lafka close by, even more distance. Just one ha'ara that Rabbi Yashiv quotes, and that is, there is a sheet of the Kiryat Sefer. He says, Yadua, the sheet of the Kiryat Sefer. So we're going to make it Yadua right now. The Kiryat Sefer holds that Me'ikar Hadin Kachim Kalim could be eaten in any walled city. Not Dafka Yerushalayim. Any walled city. After all, by the Mishkan, it's Bechola, right? It's in the Mechitzis, or Bechola Roa even. It's just that usually you don't have a Hechi Timsi to eat Kachim Kalim in any other city besides Yerushalayim, because right when it leaves Yerushalayim, it's Nifsal B'Yosei. But Lu Yitzuyer, let's say you'd build a walled city, or there was a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun right next to Yerushalayim, and it would go straight from the walled Yerushalayim into that city, you'd be able to eat it. That's the Kiryat Sefer's Shita, the Mabitz Shita in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Zayin Yud Gimel, that you would be able to eat it in any walled city. So says Rabbi Yashiv, Nira, there's a Nafgamina relating to the Kiryat Sefer, and that is Lachme Toda. Lachme Toda. De'ein Makriven or some Klava Mikdash. They're not Hukrav. It's just that Rabbi Yochanan holds they have to be in Chomas Yerushalayim. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yashiv assumes that it just has to be within a Makam Kedusha. And therefore, according to the Akiriyat Sefer, Lachme Toda could even be in a different walled city. There's no Psul Yosei there. So therefore, this is a Hechi Timsi, would you be able to have that Kiryat Sefer's Chiddush even outside Yerushalayim. Lachme Toda in Tzorach Lazez Yerushalayim. To the Lavi Klaba Yerushalayim, Alon Nifsul B'Yotzei. Ulefiza Nafgamina L'maisa Medivar Kiryat Sefer. Daf Dechol HaKachim Tzorach Dafka B'Yerushalayim. Ava Gabi Lachme Toda Yoel Gam Im Yia B'Shar Mukaf Choma. Fascinating. You could have the Lachme Toda in some other city in Eretz Yisrael, a walled city, and that would be good enough to be considered Bifnim for Rabbi Yochanan in terms of the Kiddush of the Shechitas Toda on the Lachme Toda. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue Vayter in Mesechas Me'ilah tomorrow.